Blog Talk Radio.
Up in Smoke Radio. Back, like I do every Wednesday, 8 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. How's the family doing out there today? I wanted to say shout out to all the listeners to y'all right now. Real quick, you know. Excuse me. Yeah, man. we know what today's topic is, but we ain't gonna get into that just yet. I wanna talk to some of my local artists out there, you know, trying to make it in this music industry. And before I even say anything, I want to talk to people real quick. When I'm talking, I don't want to sound disrespectful to anybody. I don't want to sound like I'm looking down to people. I don't want to, you know, seem like that I'm trying to be all-knowing and everything like that. But I have a perspective, and I think that you should just listen to my perspective sometimes. Not to say that you have to use my perspective, but just listen to it sometimes, because maybe I might be bringing something to the table that can be able to help you out in your journey. But, man, excuse me. But what I want to tell the artists out there is, you guys have to stop getting juiced up or gassed up or whatever about comments and likes on your music. And I know it's something that's good. It does something for the ego. It makes you feel as though you're getting something done. And that's fine. That's cool. That's short term. But if you cannot get those people, your likes and your followers and your likers, your comments, and all those people to buy a product off of you, it really means nothing. And like I said, I'm not trying to talk down to people, but you people get all juiced up because you get a lot of comments, you get a lot of likes off of your music, and a lot of shares. And that's good. That's a start. But if you cannot activate them people to buy your product, or say if you got 2,000 followers, right, or 2,000 likes and comments, and you're having a show and you can't get 50 of those people to show up at your show, I'm have to say, my brother, you have to do better. Because what we have to do, you know what I'm saying, I'm no artist, but I know what y'all are going through. What you have to do is start thinking about content and on how to make money off yourselves outside the system before you even get this record there that you're, you know, pursuing to get. Even though that's a whole nother subject for me right there. I don't understand why these guys are even looking for record there. At this point, with all the new technology out there, these guys should be able to do this stuff for yourself and things of that nature, and you know, going hand to hand or whatever the methods that are. I mean, even if you have YouTube accounts, there's ways to monetize that. I always told people, you know, which I soaked up from an elder, is if you got your music on all these free sites, have a donate button on there. You know, have people donate to your stuff. Quit treating your music and your art like it's so disposable and giving out free stuff. You're in an age right now where you're directly to your supporters. You know, you don't even really need a record label to really do it. You're direct; they can get directly to you. Your site, get a donate button on there or a PayPal account, and start making some money for yourself. Quit looking for handouts. It takes time. It's because you made a mixtape. I tell you like this. I'll give you an analogy on my radio show. I'll give you this. When I started out this radio show, because I can see, you know, 4 listeners. The week out, next week, 8 listeners. Next week, 12 listeners. Next week, 20 listeners. Next week, 8 listeners. Next week, 11 listeners. But you know what it takes? That's not on you. That's not on the listener. It's on me to come up with the content to keep the people coming back. This is a grind for real. This is not 8 Mile the movie where you thinking that you just going to hand your mixtape to somebody and they just going to just put you on. This is not how it works. You have this is a grind. And grinding is just not sharing your music on YouTube all day saying, or Facebook or the social network saying, hey, check me out. You have to get out in the people's faces. You have to get out there in the people's faces. This is, like I said, you can get with your music, that's cool. You can get all the likes and comments you want to. That's great. You know what I mean? That does, like I said, it does a lot for the ego. It makes you feel like you're doing something. And I'm not saying that you're not doing anything. But if you can't activate those people to buy a product off of you, whether it be your music, a T-shirt, or anything like that, all those likes and comments, brother, means nothing. You cannot score a quote-unquote record deal by going to an A&R and just putting your phone in his face and saying, look how many people like me on Instagram. That's not how it works. You got to get out there and grind. And like I said, it's all about content. Just because you put out a mixtape doesn't mean we're supposed to gravitate to it. The thing is, you're a rapper, and you're supposed to make a hot song. That's all. I know it's hard because there's no blueprint on making a hot song. There is none. You might be in a booth for weeks and putting your heart, blood, sweat, and tears into this record. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like the people do not like you. It's just that the fact that it's not resonating with them right now. This is not easy. There's no blueprint on making a hit record. This is not, you know, going into the booth and you and your man smoking a little bit of weed and drinking liquor, you tossing on the beat, and, you know, you just come up with a nice hook and you think you just put it out, you make a video, you think, oh, my God, this is a hit record. You cannot, there's no blueprint for that. And you can get mad at people. Like I said about, you know, the same, I just gave you the analogy with my show. I got to come up with content, you know, and that's what you got to do. You're a rapper. You got to come up with content to keep the people, you know, on you or whatever, and the word of mouth thing happens. This is not an overnight thing. This is something that takes time. This is something that takes patience. This is not a movie. This is not you running into Wiz Khalifa and spitting a hot 16, and he's gonna, you know, because right now it's what you can do. If you got 3,000, like I said, if you got 3,000 followers on Instagram, and you can't get 100 of them to buy a product off of you or even show up to come see you, then it means nothing to your bottom line. And your bottom line is, I know what you're in it for. You're in it for a love. That's a given. But what are you really in it for? To make money. To save your family. To feed your children. And those likes and comments chew nothing. The thing is you got to make a good song, you know, and then once we hear the song and we're going to support you because we can't deny good music. Look at all the stuff that's coming out organically now, without the radio, without stuff. I mean, I particularly don't like some of this stuff, but it's getting out there. Takes time. Let me go to the lines real quick. I think I know exactly who this is. This guy right here.
Ooh, listen to the way I hold
What up,
man? What's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much. Just getting out of class. Having another day.
You want to chime in to anything, you being an artist yourself? You know what I'm saying? And I definitely got that song of you and Cousin Rec. It's fucking incredible. I've seen the growth of you, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get that on here tonight. I see the growth. I see you're on your lyrical miracle spiritual. You know what I'm saying? You're on your rapity rap. You know what I'm saying? I heard it.
Yeah.
It's so cool. But you was on the line. I see you out there on the line. You as an artist, you want to chime in. It's hard. You know that, right? You're out there. You know,
it ain't easy at all. There's nothing easy about this grind. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. You have the floor. I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm just letting you talk.
Okay. Because everything went silent. I'm like, hold on. And my phone ain't hanging up, did it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. There ain't nothing easy about what we do. You gotta scratch. You gotta claw. You gotta get the retention. And, like, I don't want to say any way you can, because I don't like resorting to gimmicks. I don't like doing that. But if other people want to do that to get their name out there and be noticed, go for it. But it's just more of you climbing from the bottom to get to where you want to be. There is no handouts. There is no easy way around this. And I don't even know why people are looking for deals for real. Because from what I've learned, as long as you can build your own fan base, what do you need them to jerk you for? You're hiring them to jerk you.
I completely agree, especially with the way the new deals are structured. The 360 deals where they get a piece of your merch, they get a piece of your, if you're in a commercial, if you're in a movie, because at this point they feel as though they made you into that star, you wouldn't be getting that anyway.
Yeah.
But you have guys that, you know, and this is the thing that I want to discuss, right? Because you have guys that really, really, you being an artist, really want to be more famous than actually rich. You understand what I'm saying? Because if they, just like you build off what you said, if they knew the business, they knew the grind, they would know. They would make more money on the back end instead of on the front end if they just take their time. And you know what? I get a lot of heat for saying this. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's something that I never looked up. But, like, a guy like Tech N9ne that owns his own label definitely has more money than Fabulous. Can you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Just for him being independent, you know, there's guys that sell 250,000 independent and make more money than guys that go platinum.
Which is because they get 100% of their revenue, as in most people who go platinum off record deals get maybe 30-25% of their revenue.
Can you?
Because record label is snatching all of that.
So they'll just break it down. Like, so if I'm a new artist, okay, you know what I'm saying? What kind of percentages do you think that I would be getting if I signed to a record label? You know what I mean? Opposed to just seeing 100% out of your money. What percentage do you think I would get? Just you being as an artist.
I mean, right.
Just spitballing,
I want to say you'd be lucky at 25%.
So you're saying a CD goes for $20, so you're saying that out of $20, you might be $5 out of that. You know what I'm saying? I tell you like this, Wes, I think you're being very generous. They're not even getting that much. You know what I mean?
That's why I said
Yeah. But that's being generous. I mean, a $5 is probably what a Cash Money might get or something like that. But the thing is about it is what people got to understand, like I said, because we're going to roll on that. Excuse me again, man. that you have to, guys, this is not an easy task. You have to get out there. You have to get in these people's faces. You have to physical flyers. You got to, Wes, I'm going to mute you real quick because, you know, it sounds like it's about to rain in the background. I'll bring you back on in a second, brother. But,
all right.
But, you know what I'm saying, you gotta be out there in the people's faces. Have, when you're out there at these bars, have a physical copy of your CD. I talked to the homie DJ Dondi, and I was like, you know, hey, man, let me ask you a question. Do cats even come up to you with CDs anymore? You know what I'm saying? He was like, no, man, cats be coming to me talking about some, you know, go to YouTube, man, and play my YouTube. And it's like, man, y'all these cats ain't even prepared. The brothers ain't even prepared. You know what I mean? You ain't even prepared. You gotta, like, he's not gonna change up his format. If you know about DJ, you know DJs have a format. Why would he change up his format to look up on YouTube for your stuff? You gotta hand it to him. And that's what I'm saying. His guys, and that's what I was, you know, telling a lot of young brothers that I've built with. And it's like, the thing is, so guys my age, I'm 38 years old. This guy's my age who don't really rock with the youth that's coming up. And I tell them why. And it's like, the reason why they don't mess with you, young brothers, because you don't do your history and you don't do your homework. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy for you to do this now that it's just that you think you can just sit back, you know what I'm saying, you know, get a little app, make a little beat on your phone, you know what I'm saying, and put it out, and you thinking you blowing up. You know, like, if you talk to some of my people, and, you know what I mean, I had guys that are in their 20s that told me that they thought that Run DMC is the first rappers ever. Do you know how disrespectful that is to people that grew up in this culture? And they looking at you that it's so easy, and you got all this information, but you can't go back and do your homework. Only thing you do is know is rap. That's it. You just know the rap part about hip-hop because it's so easy. So we get mad at the youngins because it's so easy for you to do this history. But what you're looking up is how to make a beat, how to have a computer, you know what I'm saying, and all this, I mean, how to, you know, how to set up a studio on my computer, but you're not even studying the history that you so-called love and then into. And that's why we get upset, and that's where that divide happens. Because we definitely upset, like, hold on, man, like, How you going to try to so-called be in this hip-hop thing and you don't know the history of it? We all know that you're not even, like, if you get, like, let me do an analogy with y'all. If you get a job, right, you're going to know what you're going to be doing as that job. You're just not going to blindly take a job. You're going to want to know what you're doing. You're just not going to just say, oh, I'm taking this job, you know? You're going to know what you're getting yourself into before what you do it, you know, because, you know, hey, they might say, hey, ain't nobody going to call you up. I'm like, hey, I got a job for you. And then you show up the job, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, oh, yeah. You know what? You got to stand outside and do, say, gobble, gobble, gobble for 10 hours because, you know, you work for the chicken shack. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to just be like, myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So if you give the analogy, what I'm saying, that's why us as elders sometimes we get that divide with the young, fresh up and comers because they don't do their history. And I can't say for all of them, I can't speak for every single last person, you know what I mean? But they don't do their history, you know? So the thing is, What people need to start doing is doing, like, if you're 30 and better, sometimes you gotta go ahead and you know, try to pull some of these guys to the side. And a term I like to use is, you know, is what's that term? It's put your arm around the boy. Hard play. Put your arm around the boy and say, hey, man, come here, man. Let me educate you. Because sometimes as elders, too, we just sit back and watch the youngins just on some shit like, look at these dumb niggas, like, and don't even try to educate them and just get mad. You know what I'm saying? And just be up there laughing at them and shit because they're up there doing dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. I'm scrolling up. I think this is my nigga right here. Let me see if this is my dude.
I'm from the bricks. I'm here. We live. Yeah. Young Z. All my niggas from the hood. They be like. Yeah. Big boy. To my nigga. Yeah. Talk to him.
Is this my boy right here?
What up, Moki?
It's good. Oh, hold on, man. Chris play on the check-in.
What's gravity, homie?
Oh, man. I tell you what. It's first of all, I'm glad you called in.
Right.
Because we're like, one day, me, you, and Brett, and maybe somebody else, we're going to have to link up one day a week and just do a half-hour show talking about boxing because,
right.
I mean, you know, when we start to get free because our boxing talks be crazy, but I say like this, I like, the thing is, Kerr, and I'm going to let you get your shit off real quick, but I do want to just say something real quick to you because I have this thing, right, and it has really nothing to do with me, Kurt. Nothing at all. It's like a Ouija board type thing, okay? And I just ask the board a question, and the board answers it for me, okay?
I can dig it.
All right. So yeah. I'm gonna ask the board a question. Hey, board. Is Andre Ward a pound for pound fighter, top five?
No. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Board, are you sure about that? Is Andre Ward a pound for pound fighter, board?
No.
Hell yeah. Top two. Top two.
Board.
Easy.
Board. Is Chris Clay crazy?
Yes.
No way.
Board, is he out of control?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Smokey, let me ask you this.
Sir.
Tell me who you think can beat him. I'm talking from one up above him, one down below him, and where he's at right now is the champ. There's no one that can touch him.
I tell you like this, Kerr.
You tell me.
I'm going to tell you like this. At this point, we're going to save this conversation for our inaugural show. I'm not going to get into it right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's just...
Yeah.
I tell you what, you got the last word on that. Let's stick to the script. You want to chime in on the topic at the time, brother?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with what you were saying. At this point in time, it only makes sense to be independent. And what's his name? It was just on there. He was being way generous. No,
yeah.
No labels giving out 25%. You're lucky to get a dollar on that CD.
Yeah, a dollar is generous. A dollar is generous.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you go one time platinum, Ain't too many people getting $1 million. Ain't no rappers getting $1 million off of that one-time platinum.
Not at all.
The record label done made 20-30 million off of that. you ain't getting under a million.
Now, I say like this. I like to use this analogy, right? And I say that a lot of the guys that we assume that are rich or whatever, is what they do is they have access, okay? And what happens is it's almost like this. And then you hear this all the time. I think it's like this. It's almost like prostitution. And I say this like, I'll say Rick Ross and Meek Mill. Yeah, he probably fucks with Meek Mill. They're probably friends. But at the end of the day, he's like a hoe. You got to go out there and make me money. So I'm going to put jewels and stuff on you and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? To make you look fresh. You know, I mean, I'm not, at this point, I'm not even talking about Meek, like his skill. Just get where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? Like, I think Meek is dope. But I'm saying that they put the jewelry on them, put them out there, sell some records. And if they don't sell no records, it's just like a pimp and his hoe. It's like, you know, bitch, the stable. You know?
Right, right.
And it's like, I just.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like at this point in the game, I don't even wonder why people are looking for record deals. I mean, you're directly to your base. The thing is, what they got to do, and the trick is to them, is they have to learn how to activate their fan base to them to get to buy their product. You know what I mean? And get, you know what I mean? And because, like I was saying, like getting 50 likes or 100,000. We'll say 100,000 shares. Well, I'll be generous and say 100,000 shares. It really means nothing to their bottom line. They have to, they have to learn how to monetize their what's in name. But I'm gonna put you on hold, Carl, because hopefully you stick around. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring in some more callers, bro. Thanks for chiming in. Yep. That was the homie Chris Clay on the check-in with Brick City Rapper. Let me see here. I'm going to try to see if this guy's background noise is not fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring this guy on real quick.
Clap for that bitch for her attractive ass. Don't give shit to a friend cause she ain't got no ass. Clap for me cause I got a lot of slaps. Those are hoes, by the way. Let go. Times four. You think you get money?
No, no, what up? Come
on.
No, I'm gonna check in.
I didn't know you can do that even if I don't want.
What's that?
I said, I didn't know you can do that even though I didn't push one. I didn't know you could just throw me up in there.
Oh, man, I can throw you under the bus anytime I feel like it, brother. You know what I'm saying?
My man, what's going on?
Yeah, but you're not, man. I mean, this is, I just wanted you to see what was up with you. That's all. I know you really don't want nothing, but I just wanted to let you know and acknowledge, and I see you on the check-in, bro.
Yeah, baby.
Hold on. Now is what?
I said, I just wanted to let you know I seen you on the check-in. That's all.
Oh, yeah, my nigga. Baby. Yeah, I'm definitely digging. Yeah. I'm definitely digging what I'm hearing. I wish a lot of other young dudes like myself can understand what you're saying right now. No.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, But like I said, this ain't going to be everybody pause button knows how we roll. So this ain't going to be a situation where we just get into the thing. But you take time, and that's all it is. You take time out to educate yourself when you're willing to learn. It's different. You know what I'm saying? If people are not willing to learn, then they're going to shut down. You know what I'm saying? So you take your time and ready to learn. So it's all to the good. I mean, not to put you above anybody, but it only takes education and hopefully these guys get back, you know what I'm saying, get back on the right path of where hip hop comes from, being straight independent. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna put you on. I know you're busy. I'm gonna put you back on hold. Hopefully you stay here and continue to rock with Up and Smoke Radio, and I'll probably talk to you later, homie.
My nigga.
Oh, man. I ended up muting him. Go ahead. Get your shit off real quick.
I just said, my nigga, I'm going to obviously keep listening, because even though we do these conversations, you still teach me some new shit when you're talking to the people. And then, so I'm here to learn.
All right, my man. Long local on the check-in. Now, I got to bring in Mr. Independence. And like I said before, we didn't even get into the main topics. So shout out to everybody that's chiming in. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the main topic is hip-hop being used as a government weapon. But at the end of the day, I do got the homie that basically, at the end of the day, he did the Thirsty for Friends video. He did all, basically anything after Smoke Dog Volume 1, if you follow my music. You know what I'm saying? My man, is this your Bang Bang?
What's happening, bro?
Oh, man, what's going on? Reno Shebang on a check-in.
Same old, man. It's always a pleasure, you know? Always a pleasure getting on my thought check-in, you know?
Yeah, my man. Okay, let me hear it. You're a guy that was, I didn't know you from the beginning of your career. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you were a guy at one point that I know in the lower borough days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? When me and my man DB used to come out there and record, you know what I'm saying, and do our thing. Actually,
right.
That's actually documented. We have a DVD
right.
We never put out.
Right.
We have a DVD
True.
We never put out. We have a DVD we never put out. I think I have that DVD too. But
if not, I'll give you a copy.
Yeah, I remember you were a guy trying to go out and look for record deals, and you were getting in situations with Def Jam and things of that nature. What made you decide to say, you know, to hell with it, let me go the independent route, let me start my own thing, let me get my own artist, let me get my own publishing, let me shoot my own videos. Hold on. Let me make my own movies.
Right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I was just saying, what gave you that inspiration?
Well, see, after searching, I mean, I did research on both ends, on independent and, you know, getting a deal and all that. But at that time, you know, being younger, I was actually, you know, like, oh, let's go the fast route. Just like everybody wants to go the fast route. But I almost get to the point where, you know, I'm to the point where it's about to go down. Everything's about to go. I'm going to get this deal that I'm looking for and everything. And then just something told me, you better be careful and pay attention, because the other half of what you was reading is saying to watch out for certain things that's going on. So I'm watching and I realize I'm looking around and you know, certain things that are being said and the way that things are being handled and the push-offs and, hey, you got to do this. I'm like, wait a minute. The hell with this? And then I just decided to, you know, do my own thing. It's good. Hey, it's going to take a little longer, but at the end of the day, it's going to be very beneficial. I get to control my own thing. I learn myself inside as an artist and outside as the business and all the way around, and I get to, you know, learn off everybody else. If I would have took a deal, you know, it would have been a bad learning experience, because I would have been learning off of things of wrongdoing. I would have made some bad choices or some bad things that would have happened to me. I mean, that could happen as an independent, but you have more control over that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so basically you said, you know, you're a person that wants to just basically take your own destiny in your own hands. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want to deal with a cookie cutter A&R in your music, telling you what you want to, what they want you to hear. And like I said, and basically what it is like, I don't know if you were on earlier, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what it is there is, what I was saying is there's no blueprint on making a hit record.
No.
But you have these people that supposedly so-called smart putting you in a room and putting you, wasting your time and money, putting you in a room and trying to make a hit record when you can naturally, organically make a hit record if you just take your time and show some creativity. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And it's like, go ahead.
Obviously, the thing I see a lot with that is the fact that when you got these cats that want to get in the industry, there's two sides of it, because if they want to get into it to make money and really mm-hmm. just say, hey, I'm good at it, so I want to get in it to make money, not that they really enjoy it and they're good at it and they can, you know, enjoy it. It's fun. I love doing it because just the way it makes me feel. No, I just want to make money. So, you know, there's two sides to that. If you go into the industry and it's something that you love to do, then that's being taken from you from the gate. That's all being taken. And you know, you're like, oh, so that's what this is all about. You know, and if you want to get in it for the money, then you'll see it the same way, too. I mean, it's like, hey, I want to go in and get, you know, I want to make some money. I'm going to get in there and make some money. Everybody's telling me I'm good at it, you know, but I don't feel that I'm good at it. Everybody tells me, so I'm just going to go in and go at it. And, you know, it gets all jumbled up and, you know, and everybody gets confused and misleading messages and, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. We don't have control, really.
And my thing is, like I said, man, welcome to Up and Smoke Radio, man. If you're just calling in, if you want to chime in, hit your one button. The number is 347-989-0202. We're here every Wednesday talking about things like this. You know what I'm saying? So, but continue, sir.
But, you know, the message is getting all mixed up. And now that everything's a lot accessible, you got the iTunes, the Reverb Nations and stuff like that. You know, when we was coming up, you know, on the grind, the real grind, the real vibe grind, you know, it was none of that. So, you know, the roots was real grown into the soil, you know, because you had to really plant your seed deep into the soil to get some nice plants out of that. You know, nowadays you can just throw it on top of the soil and then just put a little water on it and it'll grow like wildvine. You know, with a little bit of access,
right.
You know, people can, you know, you can go all over the place. You plant your seed on Reverb Nation, you plant your seed on iTunes, you ain't even really got to be as good if you have, you know, there's people out there buying, you know, views and likes, and then, you know, of course people will say, oh, wow, they got a lot of views and likes, so they must be good, which is, you know, false. You couldn't fake nothing like that back in the day when it was real, you know,
See, now you can connect that, though, because the people that buy the views and likes, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, and but it still doesn't matter. Because
right.
if you can't get them people to buy your product, which is your bottom line. Let's be clear.
Right, exactly.
Everybody knows. Everybody wouldn't be doing something they don't love or you have passion for. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But what is your bottom line? Nobody's going to do anything. Well, you know, there's people that's good hearted, but just guys are
mm-hmm.
looking for. If you're looking for a record, dude, you're obviously in it for the money.
Mm-hmm, true.
Right?
True.
So
true.
Why would you pay for something? Because I say it's a you know what I'm saying? And I have to talk with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I say it's a reverse thing. What they want us to do is put their phones in our face and say, look, I got 2,000 followers. I got 2,000 hits. You know what I mean? And basically on the strength of that, we're supposed to like them, or we're supposed to rock with their music. But they don't understand that these are just bots. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like fake people liking your stuff. They're not going to buy a T-shirt. They're not going to buy a CD. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to come to the to a show. Like, if you're having a show in New Kent, right?
Right.
Who cares if some good 1,000 people from Florida or 10,000 people from Mexico or 80,000 people from Canada like you? You need to
right.
get them in that show. It
yes,
means,
so
it
not
means
even...
nothing to your bottom line.
Right, right. It's I mean, but also, yeah, I mean, it doesn't. But if you look at it the same way, it was always that real. If you really doing what you're doing and you love what you're doing, it always goes back to that original grind. Before all the iTunes and Reverb Nation and all that, it goes back to that grind. The only that grind just stands. I mean, you can't kill that. You know, that's the real only way to really make be a sufficient artist.
It's like I said, it's become a double-edged sword. Where it's easier to do it now, you have more access. You know,
right.
what I'm saying? But the certain people with the access don't need the access. You know what I'm saying? It's almost
right.
like, you know what I mean? I don't want to go too deep on it, but it's almost like that's how the Illuminati and secret society started. They didn't start off as bad. It was like
right.
certain people do not need to know some of this technology. You know what I'm saying? Like, or these sciences, because you can take that same science as making a nuclear bomb, you know what I mean? Or you can power the world for 20 years for free. You get what I'm saying? So you see how it's a double-edged sword, how knowledge is a double-edged sword. You know, because if you get to the wrong people to get access to it and they don't know how to use it, it ends up messing everything up and you get an oversaturation of you know, I don't want to say of the game, but you know, just to put it in layman's terms, oversaturation of the game. Because you have a lot of people that don't know what really know about it, but they know how to do it just because it's so easy now. Unlike
right.
guys that's trying to be independent and using those Reverb Nations and things like that. Hold on, let me ask you a question. Did you get your download? Did you get your goddamn your donate button set up like I asked you to?
A donate button. Yeah, I got a donate button.
Oh, okay.
Definitely, I
okay.
had one.
Yeah, I had one. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I have my donate, see? And these are things that you were, you know what I'm saying, ahead of the game. Like, shit, I'm with my, you know, put my shit up there because nothing you guys do as artists. And that's the whole thing about it. I tell anybody that I'm connected to, and you probably heard this from me yourself because we talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever treat your music like it's disposable.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Work it. You got to
right.
work it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And actually, and this is where we're talking about a local level and my man Chris Clay's out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to his movement, Streetwise Entertainment. Yeah, on and popping. But like, if I play my man Lon Loke was on, like if he listens to some of my stuff, he'll be like, "Dog, your shit is straight Vandegrift, Newkin, Apollo, Leechburg." You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because that's where I'm at. That's who I'm
mm-hmm.
rapping for. That's the crowd that I'm trying to activate. I can't
right.
activate people in. It's cool if a girl from Wisconsin is jamming my shit. You know, we'll like that. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, if I can't get that person to show up at my show, it absolutely means nothing. Or I can't, like I said, you know, I don't want to keep on repeating myself, but I have to drive this in to people. You know what I mean? If you cannot get people to buy your product, because that's what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, if that's what it is to be even a sign artist. If you cannot sell, you know, excuse me, if you can't sell some shit, you know what I mean? Like sell some like if they can't use you to sell some sneakers, sell some cars, sell some phones, sell some liquor, sell some whatever. then you're not, you know what I mean? So you might as well,
right.
if you're looking for that deal, you might as well start doing that for yourself just to show them that you can do it.
Right.
So if you
and
do get it, if you do want to get the deal, you at least you'll get in on your terms and say, you know what, you want to offer me $1 million, you know what, I'm already making that, you know what I'm saying, right here, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, independent, you know what I'm saying, it might not be $1 million, but you know what, I'm making $100,000 every 3 months doing what I do, I want to do, so I'll get that billion eventually, getting doing the slow grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Right. That's the, you know, yeah. the thing that, a lot of things, some of the things killing it is when, I mean, coming up, we had to have patience dealing with, you know, the stuff that we had to do to get what we wanted to. Now with the fast pace of things, you know, everybody wants that instant gratification. And,
yeah.
you know.
And that's what I say. And I don't want the brothers or the sisters or whoever that's doing this music get caught in that instant gratification with the likes and comments.
Right.
Because it really, you know what I'm saying, it really means, or the followers and stuff, because it really means nothing. That's what basically the subject at hand is right now at this point. You know what I'm saying, we're about to get into the real subject, is hip-hop being used as a government weapon. I mean, I got that. I've seen the real Rick Ross people on the Alex Jones show. We covered it a little bit last week, but I was having some, just actually Blog Talk Radio was just acting crazy. I couldn't, remember, I couldn't load up y'all music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I couldn't, people were
right.
getting the butt in the wind, so I decided to end the show short, you know what I mean? But
right.
we're going to finish that discussion, you know what I'm saying? And I have these clips that I want people to say, you know, want people to listen to. You know, I always have to source my thing. I got, this was an Alex Jones interview with the real Freeway Ricky Ross, and shout out to the Blue and Red Pill. They're on Know the Ledge Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and they had a free, I mean, just follow that show, period. You know what I'm saying? If these guys ain't even familiar with Blog Talk, I mean, it's similar, like, it's like a Facebook, but you just follow each other's radio shows. But if you just go there and hit the like button and follow them, you'll know when they have a radio show. So it's not like you have to start your own radio show or anything like that. But Know the Ledge Radio, the Blue Pill and the Red Pill, man. They twins, these brothers got some powerful, powerful things to say, man. And they will open up your eyes to a lot of things. But, hey, Reno, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to play this. We're going to do a subject change right now, people. And I was going to have a music break, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to definitely play the homie shit. But I just found out that when I have music breaks, like, I just start just losing listeners. Like they just start going. They just want to hear me talk and just come with the PowerPoints and the facts. And, I mean, you know, or their opinions, or if we're having a roundtable discussion or a debate, whatever. So I'm not going to have a music break right now. But, Wes, I will play that record because I like it. It's incredible. But we're going to go right now to it. This is the real Freeway Ricky Ross basically saying, and we have to discuss this. And, you know, and if you don't feel that way, like, let's just talk about it. You know what I mean? I know that we have a lot of people that's into hip-hop. You know, we have a lot of people, and we take pride in our, excuse me, because we came up in the culture. But right now, we can also realize that there's a twist that's going on right now. So let me let y'all listen to the real Freeway Ricky Ross, you know, break it down, and let's just talk about it and see if we disagree or agree. That's all, you know what I mean? We ain't trying to, like I said before, when I talk, you know what I mean, I'm not trying to talk down to people. I'm not trying to act like I'm smarter than anybody. Like, I just like to discuss stuff. Sometimes I come off a little bit aggressive, but like some, you know what I mean, but that's just, you know, that's just the spirit in me, you know what I mean? But let's just have this discussion real quick. I'm going to play this clip. It's a 2-minute clip, so soak it all in and see what you feel, and we're going to bring back and have a discussion, and we'll bring back the round table. Holla at me, Up and Smoke Radio. Will Freeway Ricky Rock.
And we're weaponizing it. That's the exact fact backing up what you have to say. Tell folks what you told me off air.
Well, I believe that what they've done is they've taken hip-hop and they've made it glorious to be a drug dealer. You know, when I sold drugs, I hid. I didn't want anybody to know I sold drugs. But now they got these guys who've never sold drugs, technically. You know, one guy was a correctional officer who goes by the name of Rick Ross now. He took my whole identity, and the court said that he could do it, that he could prance around the country and say that he's me and take my whole life and use it, and there was nothing I could do about it. I can't stop him.
He even grew a beard just like you.
Everything. So now they take these guys, and these guys say, well, I got to the position that I'm in right now today by selling drugs. So the message that it tells our kids is that if you go out, you sell drugs, then you can become a great rock star like myself and never go to prison. And I think that that's a false message to be given people who feel hopeless.
And notice they don't indict the people that are fake and claim all that. No, no, they want them out there like a lantern fish has that light to get the little fish to swim over so they can eat them.
Exactly, and that's what I believe. I mean, if I were to go on tape and say, oh, yeah, I sold 300 kilos of cocaine, and now you got me admitting that I did that, they would indict me for it. But the way they're doing it now, they're saying it's just art form. It's just a form of art, and I believe that it's sucking in our kids, and you know, you turn on the radio, and it's just filled with it. And
what do you want to say to Rick Ross? Because you'll probably see this video.
Well,
the fake Rick Ross.
I would tell him that it's time to change, that it's time to tell the kids the truth, you know, and let them know that technically he's never sold drugs and that he didn't get his money from selling drugs, that Universal gave him the money to do the things that he's doing, that it's okay to admit that you never did that, and not let our kids believe that they can go out and sell drugs and never pay a penalty for doing that.
.com.
Now, that was a powerful clip right there. You know what I mean? That was a very powerful clip. But you have the real Rick Ross, and you said what he's like. If you hear what he says, like he took the man to court. Excuse me. Because Rick Ross, the rapper, let me be clear, is not on trial here. He's not on trial. I'm talking about the structure that's letting him go and talk all that stuff. And the real freeway Ricky Ross is the guy that basically invented crack. If these guys know his story, you know what I'm saying? He's basically the guy that invented crack. Basically the guy that invented crack is telling you right now that this guy, like I said, Rick Ross is not on trial. But let me bring in the homie, because I know. And I know he's a Rick Ross fan, and he's probably thinking I'm putting Rick Ross on trial. But, Big Clay, what you think about that powerful clip from the real freeway Ricky Ross right there, brother? Did he have a message in there or what?
I mean, I dig what he was saying. But my point to that, Moke, and we talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been since day one in hip-hop. The names. Cats name themselves after Scarface, Capone, Noriega, 50 Cent. You know what I mean? These cats are named after drug dealers or, you know, glorified Scarface before the movie was concerned. You know what I mean? This is stuff that has been happening since day one. So I dig what he's saying. I dig his message, but I don't think that Rick Ross was necessarily trying to steal his life. He was, you know, in a sense, he was saying, okay, I'm Rick Ross. This is my rap name. This is my stage name. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is that glorifying what Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, was doing? Yeah, it is. But that's his image. That's how he wanted to come off. That's how he was selling his records.
Okay. Now, what do you now? The thing that the thing is now. This is like I said. I'm not debating you. We're just having a discussion. Okay.
Right.
Now, what do you think at this point that when the real Rick Ross says, "I don't want you using my name. I don't want you using my likeness," because you understand that clicks a button. With us, like just like you know, you said it yourself, Scarface, Beanie Siegel, it clicks a button, and when you do the history on that person, you see it's basically, you know, basically what he was talking about. It's a it's a negative image. You know what I mean? So what do you feel about him just saying, okay, all right, just don't you can basically, like you're saying, okay, you know what, Rick Ross, let's be clear, like the Rick Ross the rapper, let's just be clear, he's just, you know, he's just trying to feed his family. You know what I mean?
Like,
he's
right.
Just trying to feed his family. He's just trying to feed his family. He's saying, okay, I gotta, there's, like you said, the Scarfaces, like, you know, Nas, Escobars, I got a quick gimmick. You know, because nobody really even gets mad about Freeway the rapper, because it's the same. He uses his name too, but
right.
But it's like, all right, man, I end up losing my point. But it's like, you know, but you know that's that key thing. But it's like the real Freeway Ricky Ross is repentance. A lot of people that took these people's names are dead. You know what I mean? That'll be like if I called myself Young Malcolm. Malcolm wouldn't be here to check me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the real guy that's out, he's out and he's checking you and saying, hey, guy, just, okay, make your money, but don't use my name, because, you know, we adore some of those guys that came up, like the El Poes and, you know, the Rich Porters. And you know what I mean? And not really the elbows, but, you know, the Rich Porters and all. You know, we watched those American Gangster, you know, on BET and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And a lot of them guys are dead, but you have the real guy repenting, and saying, hey, man, because the thing is, I got other clips, Kurt. This is not a Rick Ross being on trial thing. It's just like I'm building it up. It's just going to go in stages. You know what I mean? This is the Rick Ross part, this is just the beginning opening up. You know what I'm saying? Other things are going to, you know, connect. And we're just going to have a discussion. And like you said, like, this has been used in time. You named all the names, so there's no need for me to name it, to name them anymore. You know what I'm saying? But you'll see where I'm going with this in a second, brother. But thanks for the check-in. Chris Clay on the check-in, man. Always bringing something good to the table. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to, take it too far and like try to act like I'm calling people out. But one of the few that calls in that they are on Facebook. If he stands on something, he's willing to call in, debate me, go against what I say, disagree. And stuff like that, and for that part, I have to give the brother a shout out. Let me bring Cuzzo back on. I know he got a lot to say.
Yo,
what's going on, brother? I mean, you're back on the check-in. It sounds like you're crisp. It doesn't sound like you're in a winter storm. You know what I'm saying? So you're back on a check-in.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You talk. You have the floor. I'm just going to sit back and, come at the frog and drink my tea. I know you got a lot to say on that.
Well, my way in on what y'all was talking about, I mean, yeah, Chris is right. It's not new, but that doesn't make it excusable also. Because people like Scarface were fictional characters. I mean, there's some reality in all of that, but he's going around using a real person's name, maybe not claiming his life, but similar to what he did. And from what I learned, people get indicted for that. That's almost like job snitching.
Yes,
and
they do.
It's not just him. And, like, a lot of rappers are doing that now. They're dry snitching on themselves and each other. So my thing is just lead the streets in the streets and rap.
See, the thing is, like, it's not, like I said, it's not, because like you said, leave the streets and rap. That's cool. And but the subject really is hip-hop being used as a government weapon. Now, the thing is, let's just get off the Rick Ross, because I don't want people to think I'm trying to bash Rick Ross. Now, see, yes, it sounds like you're in the middle of a tornado right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but, all right, you're good now. But, like, if you look at how we celebrate just black death, how about that? You know what I'm saying? West, you know what I'm saying? And to where it's like, and let's not make it a, this is not a black and white issue or anything like that, but, like, in the middle of the Mike Brown case, you know what I'm saying? In the middle of the Mike Brown case and everything, you know what the number one song was?
Wasn't it Bobby Shmurda?
Oh, shit. Oh, you hit that right on point. I was sitting back.
Oh,
you couldn't answer it that quick.
Speaking of which, I heard this, like, because I be talking to some of my mans and whatnot, and he said there was this interview with Young Thug, like, how do you feel about the Mike Brown situation? He was like, oh, I ain't worried about that. I'm out here icy and shit. Wow.
But, yeah, whoa. The thing is about the Bobby Shmurda is, let's stay there real quick, okay? And that Young Thug comment, like, I don't even pay no attention to him, because he's obviously a clown that's here to just for us to just, you know what I mean, for us to just have conversations. And I will not even think about entertaining that clown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I won't. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, what was we talking about again? I don't have my notes in front of me. Oh, Bobby Shmurda. Excuse me. Bobby Shmurda. But in the middle of the Mike Brown case, we was dancing to Bobby Shmurda. You know what I mean? My nigga make this kid a nigga about a week ago. You know what I mean? We was out there jigging to that. So it's like this. To me, we have to make up our minds. You know what I mean? Oh, your background noise is horrible. I have to put you on hold, cousin. You know what I'm saying? CEO, you're on the line, brother.
Hello.
You're with me.
Yeah, what's happening?
Did you listen to the clip?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just... That's insane. But the whole Bobby, whatever his name is, honestly, to be honest with you, I didn't know who that was until you said something about him. I might sound dumb, I don't know, but I didn't know who the hell that was until you said something. I didn't go do no research or anything, because it was just like, I'm not even going to go there. It's not, but that's just wild, though. That is just wild.
Yeah, it's like I said, I want to relax, because the thing is, I want to stick on topic. You know what I mean? I definitely want to stick on topic, and I want to definitely just be like, listen, man, we have to make up our minds. But I definitely gotta I have to put you on hold real quick, because I got a new caller coming to the front. You know what I'm saying? 724-777. You're on the air up at Smoke Radio.
What up, Smoke? Let me clear my throat real quick.
What's going on? Yeah.
What's good? I got a couple of shout-outs.
First of all, who am I talking to, brother?
It's your boy, Louis Fuse from NYC.
Louis Fuse in the chat. What's up, brother?
All right. Now, I would like to give a shout-out to my Uncle Barry's birthday. That's
mm-hmm.
the one shout-out. Also, I would like to give a shout out to all my brothers that's locked down from out of town. That means Spider, B-More, Pawn G, Chiz, Will, all my brothers. It's too many to mention. But let me chime in because it's very educational. Like you were saying earlier about how the young fellas, they don't really realize what they're doing as far as getting any money. You hear me?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, brother. Listen, hey, believe me, I'm listening. I'm just letting you out the floor, brother. Just, if I'm being quiet, I ain't hang up on you. I'm just letting you out the floor, brother.
All right. Yep, because like how you were saying earlier and the other brother was saying, like, that's kind of generous. And far as like, oh, yeah, shout out to DJ Donnie, too, because you really touched that, too, because you can't really just be on YouTube and expect, like, a DJ, a bona fide DJ, to play your stuff, and you don't give it to him to play on his set. It's not going to work like that. It's just not going to happen. You know, you got to do your footwork. You got to do your footwork and let people know that you're serious, like it's in your heart. You got the love of the culture of hip-hop, like not just rap. Like you doing it. You doing it for the real hip-hop heads that's out here. Not just in Western PA, and not just in just Pittsburgh, not just like Pennsylvania, Philly, like worldwide. It's international. So like you said, like all that stuff, like sharing, and you know, you get shares and you know, you get likes and all that. That's cool. That's a start. But you got to do your homework. You got to do your homework.
That's right.
And it got to come from your heart, because you, like you said, you got to be creative with it. You know, I speak for a lot of people. You know, I'm not going to reveal my age right now, but
I'm sorry, brother.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it's like that's kind of weird when people don't do their homework and they just come out of nowhere and they're a producer. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, you're a producer, that's cool. But do you even know how to hook up your speakers? You know, it just gets real basic to me. You know, I'm like, okay.
You know what? You know what, Brother Louis Shoes, the Roger Coattail. A lot of these brothers ain't even really producers. They're beat makers, and there's a difference.
Right.
They ain't coming to you and telling you. You know what I'm saying? Coming up with the record and saying with the hook or anything, and taking you to the vision, because that's what a producer does. He produces something.
Right.
He gives you a vision. These guys are just giving you beats and saying, oh, I'm a producer. But meanwhile, they done came up with the vision and everything for the song. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Not to throw you off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Definitely, exactly, because, I mean, DJs, like, most awesome DJs are been producers and vice versa. You know, they know how to handle vinyl, everything, all aspects, because of the DJ. So
hold on real quick. Not to cut you off. Hold on. No. I'm not cutting you off. We're gonna build. You're a DJ, am I right?
Yeah, I'm a bedroom DJ, if you want to call it that.
Okay, but all right. Continue your point, because I don't want to go there just yet. But we'll get.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I like new school artists and I like old school artists. And we can tell when it's just like there's no effort into like the footwork, and it's just like, it's just like, wow, I mean, technology's all that, but you gotta really do your homework. And if you don't know something about hip hop music, you will meet people that will be like, okay, this is embarrassing, and you might get slapped.
That's right. That's right. Because, we ain't going to age you, but I'm going to say I'm 38 years old, so I'm not going to age you, and you're from the birth. I can't put what part of New York you're from, but you're from the birth of hip-hop. Just like if I'm from Pennsylvania, I'm from the area of the Still City, okay?
Right.
You know, before you could even touch the mic, you had to be somebody. You had to have juice before you could even touch the mic. You know what I mean? Are you from that era before, like when a DJ was the star of the show?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely from the hip hop. The hibbity hip hop, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Hey, my nigga, okay.
That's all I had to say. You know, it's a very educational show, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I tuned in, you know what I mean, my brother?
Louis Fuse and the Check and Lou, you want to tell the people how they can get in contact with you? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Anything you got going on that you want to promote or got anything going on you want to tell the people, my audience, real quick before you check out of here, brother?
Well, actually, I just like, all the independent artists is out here in our little areas out here. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing and just stay smart and be wise about how you're going about your business. Get your money up. You know what I mean? Like you said, like all that, you got your YouTube videos and all that. Just be wise about what you're doing because it's a hell of a thing. You got to be educated. Peace.
That's right. Louis Q's going to check in there. Hey, brother. Hey. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for calling in. I mean, this is what I do every Wednesday, brother. You know what I'm saying? This is how I get down. I try to have some real conversations, and we can just have a roundtable discussion, and hopefully you call back in next Wednesday and bring your knowledge to the table, brother. And thanks for calling in again. Louis Q's going to check in.
Right, much love.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, people, and this is how we do, man. And you know what I mean? Like, when we can have real talk and have people chime in and give their opinions about this issues, period, this is what we need to start doing. It's just like having more discussions about things. And it might be certain things that might sound unorthodox and saying that, you know what, we shouldn't talk about this. We can't talk about that. Like, you know, I was told when I started this radio show, and this is what the people from Blog Talk Radio told me, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't talk about politics, religion, you know what I'm saying? And I think the gay community, And it was like, no, we're going to talk about this. I don't see why we cannot talk about this. I don't see why we can't, you know, have these discussions. I don't see why we can't do that. This, you know what I mean? Anything is up for discussion. That is the slogan of my show. Anything's up for discussion. If it's important to you and you want to bring something to me, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And shout out to everybody, man, because you just don't even know that we sat here and damn near had a discussion for an hour and a half. It's 9 minutes left in the radio show. We sat here and had some good discussion, people. And shout out to everybody listening right now, man, and everybody that chimed in, man. I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I mean? This is how we're going to do this for the new year, people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have real discussions. We're going to have real talk. We're not going to do the who's, I don't give a damn who little Teachy is fucking this week. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about some real stuff. And if you're just chiming in, I'm sorry, but we about to be over. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody. This is Up and Smoke Radio, and I'm about to play that new wreck. Shout out to Reno Shebang. Actually, let everybody get a last word in. Let me do a roll call real quick before I play this new Rojo song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody get their roll call in.
Ew.
Bama, what's up? You going to get your last word in real quick before I play your new song that's completely jamming?
All right. For me, my last word, Knights of the Ages will be coming out next Saturday. The mixtape will be out. We'll let up further information coming through the week and start promoting it. But we're done with it. It's ready to come out.
It's ready to go?
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we got everything done. And I got a few songs towards the album done.
Okay, brother. You get the last word. I'm about to play your record. You know what I'm saying? Wait. I'm about to just do the roll call. So stay on hold. I'm about to play your record right after this. I'm going down the line. Reno Shebang, you got any last words, brother?
Yeah, just continuing off what he said. That'd be the 24th mixtape shop. I'll be getting you your copy. You know, you can go on the Medieval page, see the cover. We're going to have the track list up there and more information on that. And, we're going to keep it going. And it's always a pleasure to be on Up and Smoke Radio.
And thanks for tuning in, brother.
Thank you.
Lucas Hughes, you got any last words?
Okay, hold on. What?
I said you want to stop. You want to stop?
Yeah, you did. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
All right. Well, yeah, man. Like I said, hey, man, same thing. Like all the people that you know really love the music, just keep doing what you're doing and stay away from the feds. That's it.
Talked about the homie Louis Hughes for tuning in, and this is the new Rojo Inferno featuring Wreck. Thanks for tuning in and Up at Smoke Radio. I'll check y'all out next Wednesday. Holla at me.
Wreck is back. What up, bro? She ain't ready for this one. She ain't ready for this one. It's the first time I ever had to show my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go. It's the first time I ever had to steal my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go. Listen, I'm about to paint a vivid description of how I took infinite and flipped it to change up my spitting. This kid is gifted with written, since giving blind niggas vision. The flow is wicked and twisted, spitting the final decision. While I'm living, I'm ripping everything in my position, so I can die in a Guinness and be alive with the spirits. The flow is live and I hear it, making a viral appearance. It's like a virus, or sense is heightened and live with a fear. So I'm a spirit and be out as they're asking what it's about. I'm trying to run the game while these lanes running their mouth. They all sound the same while I'm rearranging my routes. My flow is in their veins and I aim straight for their mouth. While I'm climbing up the mountain, y'all remain on the couch. Out. It's the first time I ever had to feel my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go. It's the first time I ever had to feel my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go.
The rain of second. second guessing perfection or my ascension. I'm watching stars collide while I use my mind as a weapon. Put my heart in every sentence just to show you I meant it. Y'all getting the real me, so no need for pretending. And if y'all get it beat, then I'm leaving it then. And I'll reconstruct it and form destruction and pile the segments. But I'm only destroying verses and the words that I'm stretching. If you heard the resurrection, that was part of the message. But the message was in the album, so I'm breaking that record. To exceed my own success, and yeah, it's making me restless. So I'm eating these tracks early, so repeat with my breakfast. But when it comes to dinner, believers, a world to the living. I don't read the good books, so I'm considered a sinner. Cause I walk my own path and painting my own picture. I believe the world is bigger than what you see in them scriptures. Go figure, I don't mind being labeled as different. Well, hypocrites are with their position to fit the description of being hip with the gimmicks until reality hits them. It's the first time I ever had to steal my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the key to go. It's the first time I ever had to steal my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the key to go.
Now I recognize that old saying that life goes on. So I'ma live on a little strong till my life is gone. Keep my heart on my face like when I fast on, rolling on. Keep my boot station got cocked when the drama's on. I've been in the field before, I'm always prepared for war. Cause it's real life, ain't no battle for war. So when I hit a nigga, I'm prepared for the strike back. And I ain't talking about fist fights where niggas can fight back. I'm talking about bullets running, you fighting for your life back. Cause I know it ain't no switch starting getting your life back. LG says life is good, but we all know it ain't like that. When you stuck in these streets with tripe cats, when you put your guard down and end up with a knife in your back, all you can do is maintain, keep your brain on track. But that part of me that keeps telling me, make sure my bedroom closet looks like an armory, so I can protect my family in case one of you bitch niggas come for me.
It's the first time I ever had to feel my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go. It's the first time I ever had to steal my soul. Eyes closed on the road, about to lose control. I chose rap to escape the traps and cubicles. Now I got a hole, my team gave me the cue to go.
Shout out to everyone. I'll check you out next week. Up at Smoke Wednesday. Every Wednesday. Holla at your boy.